Can you imagine being in a room, but slightly to the side of yourself, outside of myself? Remembering how I said I'd never return, and yet here I am in the family living room. A living room. And the kettle's on, the clock keeps doing tick, tick, tick. And the phone rings, and the doctor's voice comes down the line. His words don't land together, fragments are clinical and everyday. So I try catching them, grabbing them one by one, trying to make them make sense, and they don't, and they won't. There's something about my test, and something about infection, but nothing, I mean nothing about my future. And then there's a pause, a deathly pause, like he's holding my breath, and I'm holding my breath. And then one word, just one, it doesn't sound like any word I know. It sounds like a sentence, and that stops me, and it stops me. The fridge hums, a car goes past, a clock ticks, ticks, boom, and I only catch fragments, little treatment. Prepare yourself. He then asked a final question, and I don't hear it, I don't hear it, but the message is received. The message is received. And the world sharpens, it's too fast, too focused, every sound too close, closing me down. The world shows.